How do you react when you come across parts of the Bible that you not only find difficult to understand, but even revolt you when you read them? Take this example from Deuteronomy. It's Deuteronomy chapter 20. But in the cities of these peoples that the Lord your God gives you for an inheritance, you shall save alive nothing that breathes, but that you shall utterly destroy them, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, and all the otherites, as the Lord your God has commanded you to do. And there's an even worse one in Psalm 137. Blessed be he who shall take your little ones and dash them against the rocks. Pretty difficult to understand. Even that nice guy Joseph with his coat of many colours does some pretty unpleasant things. So Joseph bought all the land in Egypt for Pharaoh, and the Egyptians, one and all, sold their fields because the famine was so severe for them. The land became Pharaoh's, and Joseph reduced the people to servitude from one end of Egypt to the other. Like me, you've probably raised your eyebrows and wondered why this sort of stuff is in the Bible. After all, we believe it's God's word. Probably read and heard the news headlines where people feel they've been quoted out of context. They feel that the meaning of their words has been distorted because it's been lifted from a longer speech and so gives a different impression. So it can be with sections of the Bible. If we understand better the context, we'll understand better the unpleasant bits, although that won't necessarily make them pleasant. The structure of society and the lives of those we read about in Old Testament is so alien to the lives we lead today. Our understanding of what's right and wrong is also so vastly different from those of biblical times. Don't forget, too, that the Old Testament covers many hundreds of years, and even within that lifespan, expectations and understanding change from generation to generation. Giving a bunch of high fives as a greeting that some of us do today will probably be as alien to the generation of the 22nd century as placing a hand between the thighs of someone to swear an oath, which is what they did in biblical times, is to us. I've discovered that the more I get to understand the background and the way things were in Old Testament times, the easier it becomes to cope with the next difficult bit I come across. Google can be a great help here. I just think of the question and type it into Google and see what the response is. There's often some very helpful comments there. I've also discovered that these difficult bits can challenge me and cause me to think more deeply about the what, the when, the why, and what's God trying to say in all this. Bible study notes can help. Sometimes the day's readings can be difficult as well to get grips with. And I think, wonder what the comments section will have to say about that. Then with a bit of background and explanation, I start to see things in a different light. Best, of course, is that we have the New Testament and the knowledge of how God turned everything upside down in sending Jesus. And we can see the bigger picture of God revealing himself to us through Jesus. So when I find myself head scratching, tempted to dismiss some of the more difficult bits of the Bible, I remember that it's one book. It's God trying to reveal himself to us. It's made up of many individual parts. Just as we at QRBC are a body of Christ, made up of many individuals, and some of us are pretty difficult to understand at times.